Well, the Bulldogs, there's still time, but you can't keep giving runs up.
You can't. You can't give them up.
So trying to shut them down here. Leadoff hitter on at second. And the pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Ithaca's been making good contact, even with the outs in the fourth.
Yeah.
You know, the fly ball to center by King, fly ball to right by Maxwell, ground out by Coleman. They were all well struck.
Yeah, very well struck. They're just making plays off.
Two and two. Here's the pitch. Ripped foul, first base side. Alyssa Muller had the glove out there, but it was about a foot past her glove, foul ball. They'll come back and do it again. Stepping back is Rickers. Back in with a runner in scoring position. Maxwell says yes to the sign. King with a glove up. And here comes the pitch. It hit her. Rickers will take a base. So two aboard, nobody out for Carson Raymaker. Getting back to it, though, you know, and you umpire a lot at all different size schools, but just something about the small schools and the kids work hard. You know, nothing is given to them.
Nothing's given to them. I like doing actually the smaller schools better than the bigger schools.
Yep,
I do. The fans are more in it. I mean, you know.
Batter swings and fouls it. Nothing in one. You need to notice Carson did the old kind of like squared the bunt and then pulled it back and swung away.
Yep.
Well, that slap swing. He'll come back and do it again. Runners at one and two. Maxwell ready to go. And here's the pitch. Bounce foul. It hit her
out,
didn't it? Hit her on the bunt. And the umpire comes out to make the call. Foul ball, I guess.
Should be an out. But she's out of that box.
Must have been right at the top of the box when she bunted the ball. All right.
What did he say? I didn't hear that.
He said that it left the batter's box. Or she bunted it in the batter's box. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. One ball and two strikes to Raymaker. This would be a big out for the Bulldogs. Freeman due next.
It's a huge out here.
Yes, it is. Maxwell ahead to the batter where she wants to be. There's the pitch. Ripped left field base hit. Picked up by Coleman. They've got the brakes on at third base on the runner, and the bases are loaded. McNett at third. Rickers at second. Raymaker at first. And Morgan Freeman will be the batter. Freeman making her way in. She's a senior. Looking at this Belmont roster, they've got a lot of players that are not seniors.
Yes, they do.
Which doesn't bode well for Division V teams in the future. Maxwell is set to go with the bases loaded. Force at any base. The pitch is called a strike. Nothing in one. Gracie back behind the rubber and now back and ready to roll again. Here comes the windup in the pitch. Ripped in the air to center field. That's going to be a base hit. And by the center fielder, and it makes her the bases. McNett, Rickers, Raymaker all score, and Freeman is at third. It is 9-0. Make that 8-0. 8-0. Run number 9 at third is held. And Belmont continues to impress. RBI and timeout now on the infield as the Bulldogs call it in. 8-0 Belmont. Will be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Pitching change made by the Bulldogs. Senior Ariana Lewis is in to work. And J.C. Maxwell moves to shortstop for Ithaca. Maxwell works 3 1/3 innings, strikes out 4, walks 3, and Belmont picks up a total of 8 base hits here. So they do a little switcheroo, the umpire making sure that everybody in the upstairs booth has that proper document as well. They do document these WIA events. You go back, they put out a yearbook every year, and I've been able to collect quite a few of them that chronicle every state tournament. You got a box score from every state tournament, and it's just quite a keepsake. First batter up for the new pitcher is Rickers, and she went around, nothing and one. Ariana Lewis, the senior pitcher for the Bulldogs, who led them in victories this year. Freeman at third, nobody out, 8-0 Belmont. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and bounced slowly to third. Picked up by Hilby, the throw to first, and they got her. Runner stays at third. Nice play by Emma Hilby. Looked the runner back and makes the play. So one up and one down. Callie Hodgson has a couple of singles. Were you begging at the concession stand to see
him? Oh, no, on the other side of the concession stand. I don't know what's going on over there.
Laura,
what happened with Lexi?
She grounded out 5-3. Put up. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, nothing and one. Thought maybe you'd do the old, his name, Bluto from Popeye. Pay for your hamburger on Tuesday.
I cut down on the Frisco burger.
Oh, that's right. Here's the pitch, fouled back for a strike. Nothing and two. And back to the pitcher. I liked it when you'd go to a game and they wouldn't take cards, you know.
Yeah.
I remember going up to the concession stand once at the Brewer Stadium and thought I had more money in my wallet than I did. And I had the big money off a guy that I just happened to meet and I knew from behind. Hey, can you loan me $10? I blamed it on June that she borrowed some money out of my wallet. But I might have spent it on the way down.
There's a good possibility.
Good possibility. One ball and one strike on Hodgson. Here's the pitch, bounce toward third, picked up. They're going to try to score the run, throw home, and they got her. Holly King puts the tag on the throw by Emma Hilby to the plate. Safe at first is Hodgson on the fielder's choice. So nice play by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, look at that.
And the batter will be Claire Rundy, the DH.
Courtesy runner at first base.
Courtesy runner. That will be...
What number?
They said 33. I don't think we have a 33 in the roster, do we? We have 23. That would be Jalen Lair. That would be Kirk's granddaughter. So I didn't hear what they said, but anyway, Belmont has a runner. Running for the pitcher. Rundy has walked and struck out today, batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lewis back to work. Waiting the umpire. All right, here we go. The pitch is going to be taken for a strike. Nothing and one to the hitter.
I think it was Storm Bus, number 13.
13, Storm Bus. Okay, thank you, Henry. Nothing and one. The pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, she went around quickly on that one. Nothing and two to Rundy. bats in place of Alexis Burbach, who's the flex player and plays right field. We call her name a lot. She's made some plays in right field. Nothing in two. The pitch swung on and lifted towards shallow left. This is trouble. Coleman is in, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. That was right in that Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, it was. There's two of them, one on the left side, one on the right side.
Yep. Rundy gets a base hit first against Lewis. Ninth hit overall for Belmont, and Emily Ryder will be the batter. Ryder has struck out a couple of times. Looking for her first hit today. Bulldog infield drawn in again at third base. Batter squares. Now brings it back. Swings away. Nothing in one. Back it goes.
Two outs, your runners at second and third, Phil.
Yeah.
So just one of those things. Aaron Lewis is getting a sign in the pitch.
Trying to shut the door. Swing and a miss by Ryder.
Nothing in two, buddy.
Leitzinger due next for Belmont.
You'll be on the radio tomorrow night.
Yeah, we have a home talent game. Kaz and Reedsburg. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Always good to get to Kaz and Ovia.
Treat you well over there. Oh, umpires.
They do. They haul me in. They haul me out.
I mean, even me.
Oh, yeah? Are you going tomorrow night?
No.
Oh,
no.
Not?
No. But
okay.
When I go over there, they treat you well.
Runners back at first and second, two away, two strikes on the batter. Lewis with a pitch, bouncing ball up the middle, base hit. Let's see if they wave the runner. Hudson got a slow start. They will. She's coming on. Throw is cut off, and it is 9-0 Belmont. Ryder with a base hit and an RBI. Hudson's runner, I should say, bus scores from second base. Rundy goes to third, and Ryder now to second base. On the throw in. And here goes Leitzinger to the plate. He has walked and grounded out. The pitch down low. One ball and no strikes. Next game coming up immediately following this one as well. Well, the Allman Bancroft fans here, and Thorpe is here.
Thorpe's pretty well known.
Left field, base hit. Scoring will be Rundy. They're waving the second runner, Ryder, throw to the home, and not in time. Two more come across for Belmont, and they lead it 11-0. Leitzinger, number nine hitter, and Belmont has sent nine batters to the plate in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Addison McNett. Addison has singled, walked, and doubled. She has scored all three times. Wonder if she's driving the bus. She's done a lot of things. A lot of things today. Here's the pitch, ripped to the air. Well hit, but Coleman should have it measured. Going over to the left field area, and she's got it. Running toward the corner. That's out number three, and that will do it. So with this uprising, that means the Bulldogs have to score a couple of runs to keep this one going. 11-0 after four, Belmont leading the Bulldogs on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Carson Raymaker is a new pitcher for Belmont. Allie Hodgson works the first four today. And here's the pitch by Raymaker, and it's delivered for a strike. Bailey Newkirk leading off the fifth, 11-0, Belmont in the lead. Back it goes to the pitcher. She's rocking and firing right away, and that's taken for a strike. Two on the batter. Bailey Newkirk in her 57th at bat of her senior season. Had a great career. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and she is gone. Wanted to mention that she's had three career home runs for the Bulldogs, and I've had the pleasure of calling two of them.
Really?
And one of them was when her dad, Paul, was in the hospital, and he was listening to our broadcast, and that meant a lot to me. I was able
Yeah.
I'm sure it meant a lot to him, too, but it was really cool knowing he was listening.
She's a good kid.
His daughter had a home run. Emma Hilby will be the batter. Emma's standing in here. We're in the top of the fifth inning. And here's the pitch. Raymaker delivers a nice one. It swung on and missed. Nothing at one. Raymaker, a right-handed pitcher. Probably a good move by Belmont. Get the number one out of there after four innings today. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. They were showing some records in between, and they just showed the state record for a number of innings pitched in a game is 15.
Oh, really?
Two pitchers have done that. That's a long old haul. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Just Ben Dooms out there. He's listening to us all the way from what? Zika?
Is that right?
Yep. Thanks, Ben.
Always appreciate those guys and gals in Wazika Stewart. Another hard-working school. One ball, two strikes. The pitch is called strike three. Two up, two down, and the batter will be Maley Fleamer. Fleamer hit by pitch back in the third inning. Comes on to swing the bat.
Maddie and Brian from Walsh's Ace want to make sure that we get gas on the way home.
Oh, okay. Here's the pitch outside for a ball.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian and Maddie. I appreciate that.
One ball and no strikes.
So does Phil.
There are a lot of places to get gas here. We were hearing banjos the other night. Here's the pitch. Fleamer swings and got a piece of it. That'll be a strike. Ball and a strike. Scoreboard must have stopped. Oh, there it goes. All right. It's stuck there at zeros for a while. Here's the pitch down low and back to the screen. Alyssa Muller hoping that she has another at-bat here in the fifth inning.
We all do.
Raymaker gets the ball back.
Because the sad thing is we're in the fifth inning, Phil, and they've only batted, these girls, only their second bat.
Yep, second time through. This one is a ball. It's 3-1. I thought the scoreboard was wrong.
Okay.
Yep, 3-1 now. The umpire corrects them. Here's the pitch. That one is down low, and it's going to be Fleamer reaching base. So runner on with two away, and the batter, Alyssa Muller. Alyssa, strikeout victim, back in the third. Bulldogs trying to have a little fun here. Score a couple runs and keep it going here.
Yes.
Time is called. Muller is in. Here's the pitch by Raymaker, and that is called a ball. One ball and no strikes. Outfield straight away.
A lot of good umpires in the crowd today, too.
Yeah, there are a lot of good umpires in the crowd. Always are. Here's a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike.
You know, as an umpire, though, you don't even hear that stuff after, you know.
Get used to it.
You just get used to it. You don't even hear it. So,
1-1 offering is going to be outside. Or is it? Nope. Strike two call. Kind of a rising pitch from Raymaker. Those are tough to judge. Weimer back to first base.
He put one ball and two strikes up, maybe.
Yep. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it. As Muller is retired, three strikeouts for Raymaker. And this one belongs to the Belmont Braves. 11-0 is the final here in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits. There were no errors and one left on for the Bulldogs. Today's final in 4.5. Belmont 11, Ithaca 0 in state semifinal softball. We'll be back with the play of the game from Duncan and the Gillette Plumbing Heating postgame show on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game, Hank. I think we go back to the very first inning, and Addison McNett, who has scored three runs on the day, but gets a single and scores that opening run, and, you know, she was really kind of the spark plug here today.
She really was, Bill. I mean, she was very fast on the bases, very aggressive, but hats off to Belmont. They come and they play. They're a good ball club.
Yeah, they are. You can tell a team how good it is when you watch the warm-ups.
Yeah, and they were crisp.
We were watching the warm-ups, and I go, ooh, yeah, they mean business. And
yeah,
they did,
so.
But impressively, they did put a bat on the wall, too, pretty well here today. So, anyway, McNett with the leadoff roll and got the sparks going here for Belmont as they get the win.
Yeah, and hats off to Isabel. What a great season. Nothing to hang their head about. You know, it's just it's state tournament. You got to come every place.
Yep. That's it. We'll be back with the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show coming up next. 11-0 the final. Belmont's moving on to the Division V state title game at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. This is High School Sports on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Oakwardford Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwardford Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwardford Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
We're almost done. Are you? Yeah, we're almost done.
Welcome back to Goodman Diamond here on WRCO Radio. It is an 11-0 final. Jelinek Plumbing Heating postgame show. Yeah, they're ready to move more radio announcers in here.
Yeah, they are.
For
they're
us.
Just shipping us out.
Yep, kind of like the teams. They get a little time in the dugout to get your stuff and get down the line. Another team is coming in here. In the ball game, the win goes to Callie Hodgson. She has a total of one strikeout, gives up a couple of hits, and walks none. Raymaker came out in relief and struck out three in her relief appearance. On the other side, the loss goes to J.C. Maxwell, 3 1/3, 8 hits, strikes out 4, walks 3. Ariana Lewis works 2/3 of an inning here today as well, and she gives up a total of 3 base hits. Couple of hits for the Bulldogs, that's all, and they all came in the same inning and nothing to show for it. Kelsey Coleman with a hit and was out trying to stretch it to a double, and then Kaylee Newkirk with a single and was forced out on the play at the second base. 11 base hits for Belleville and, or Belmont, I should say. Belmont with a total of single and a double for McNett, as we mentioned. Also a bunt single for Casey Rickers. 2 for 3 for Morgan Freeman. She has a single and a double and an RBI. 2 singles for Callie Hodgson with an RBI and also a hit for the 8 and 9 batters. Ryder with an RBI single and Jalen Leitzinger knocked in 2 with a single. Here comes to an end at 21-6 for the Bulldogs. And for Belmont, they advance with a 25-3 record to the state title game. Hank?
And good luck to Belmont.
Yeah.
And good luck to all the teams up here. Mineral Point plays a little bit later on today. Hopefully they can get that the rain moving in. But otherwise, Phil, it's been a great year for WRCO sports in the spring.
It has.
We've had it's been really nice to broadcast Ithaca and girls and boys. Richland Center, I mean.
They had a good run?
Yeah, we're very blessed. And then we got the blessed to go to see Highland and Boscobel.
Yep.
Very blessed to have the opportunities that we do.
Yeah, we do. And this our high school sports season for 24-25 started back in mid-August, and here we are almost to mid-June. We're wrapping it up here today. We wish we had another game to go, but
I'm sure we can find one.
And good luck to the state baseball teams. We'll take a look at that coming up on the Dairyland Transportation
right.
High School Sports Update. A salute to the Ithaca seniors, Kaylee Newkirk, Ariana Lewis, and Alyssa Muller, along with Holly King. We've had the chance to interview them. You did. I did as well this year. And we salute them. Very fine young women.
Very fine. And, you know, the whole Ithaca softball team, hats off. They play hard. And you know what? They're just genuine kids.
Yep.
So
very well said. Good luck to Belmont. They're going to represent well.
Good luck to Belmont, yes.
No matter who they play.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll find out on the next one.
Yeah, we will.
Do we get paid for the next one?
I don't think so. Alden Bancroft and Thorpe, they're making a way for them to play and warm up here in just a little bit. Line score today for Belmont, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors, and 6 left on. For Ithaca, no runs, 2 hits, 3 errors, and 2 left on. Thanks for coming along, Hank.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee, and thanks to our studio engineer, Mr. Bo Hendricks, as well.
And our sponsors.
And all of our sponsors have been along all year, you bet. 11-0 Belmont with the win over Ithaca. You've been listening to WIAA State Semifinal Softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA State Baseball Tournament gets underway on Monday with Division I quarterfinals. Hamilton and Oak Creek will play, Hudson and Badger, Hortonville and Hartford, and Sun Prairie East and Muskego. Division IV semifinals on Tuesday morning at 9. Johnson Creek plays Pittsville and Pacelli against Edgar. The Division III semis will be Tuesday afternoon starting at 2:30. That's when Fenimore plays Kewaunee and Kenosha St. Joseph will battle Barron. In Division II, Aquinas plays Seymour at 9 a.m. Wednesday, followed by New Berlin Eisenhower and Reedsburg. Winners of the championship games will be named and crowned coming up on Thursday. That's a look at the state baseball tournament, which gets underway next week at Fox City Stadium near Appleton. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
trying to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drive. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse. Find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take.
Maybe if it weren't for the wind on WRCO, it's time for today's Daily Dose, which is sponsored by the Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. Man is supposedly the supreme being on this planet, the highest form of animal. At times, however, man could learn from watching the behavior of the lesser beings with whom he shares this planet. Humorist Dave Barry made an adroit comparison between horses and dogs on the topic of gratitude. He wrote, "You give a dog something totally wretched to eat, such as a wad of pre-chewed dentine, and the dog will henceforth view you as the supreme being. It will gaze on you for hours with rapt adoration and lick the ground you walk on and try to kill the pizza delivery person if he comes anywhere near you. Whereas if you spend hours grooming a horse and lugging its food and water around, the horse will be thinking, should I chomp on this person's arms?" Even in the lower species, we sincerely appreciate the virtue of gratitude. It seems that in a dog-eat-dog world, the best we could do is be more like a dog. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R-Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R-Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R-Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
A comfort in a time.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin would like to congratulate all area graduates and athletes. Your hard work and dedication to sports and academics has prepared you for the game of life. And whether that game is taking you to work, class, or exploring the world, don't play driver roulette with fancy named ride shares. Call the hometown favorites at Town Taxi. We have vehicles for every situation, including airport service and wheelchair accommodations. So whether you want to get up, get out of here, gone, or you just want to go home, Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin can help. Call 608-647-3114 today.
This week, highlighting some of country music's most touching tributes to Dad. Welcome to the Pure American Country Radio Minutes. I'm Bill Cody. Lone Star's I'm Already There came out in 2001. It was written by lead singer Richie McDonald, along with Gary Baker and Frank Myers. It was born from a phone call between Richie and his son while he was on tour. That real-life moment of longing became a six-week number one and an anthem for military families, long-distance parents, anybody who's ever had to love from afar. I'm Already There remains one of the most powerful examples of how country music speaks directly to the heart, especially when it comes to Dad. And I'll wrap our Father's Day countdown tomorrow with one final story, so join me then on the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody.
I'm the sunshine in your hair.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. Time and money, two things I hate to waste, especially on buying insurance. Pure American Insurance saves you time and money by shopping over 30 top insurance brands to uncover the lowest rate for the coverage you require. Pure American Insurance does this yearly. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates.
This Father's Day, help Dad be all he can be with a gift from the Home Depot. Because he's not just Dad, he's the handyman of the house. The plumber in a pinch. And the emergency mechanic. Upgrade his gear this Father's Day with the Husky Mechanics 270-piece tool set from the Home Depot. Now on special buy for $119, a $695 value. For every kind of dad, find the perfect gift this Father's Day at the Home Depot.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say, I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. Little voice came on the phone. He said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind.
I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know phone, said I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart. I'm the moonlight shining down. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love that we share?
Song and focus of today's American Country Radio Minute, and that was Lone Star, I'm Already There. We're 17 minutes away from 11 o'clock, looking at mostly cloudy skies in the forecast today with scattered showers and highs expected to be the mid-70 range. East winds of 10 by tonight, mostly cloudy. 50% chance for a few showers and lows of 55. Right now, though, it is 67 degrees. Today, if you're in the Cross Plains area, a Red Cross blood drive is set to be held from 12:30 to 5. That'll be at the Rosemary Garfoot Public Library in Cross Plains. You can always check on appointment availability by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, going online to redcrossblood.org, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Here's Kenny Chesney.
Easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all.
I can get
existed in my prayer. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally. Cause she got it all.
Comes young Billy and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. Days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, do the best I can. There's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have.
Billy the Kid by Billy Dean here on WRCO Radio. Of course, stay tuned to WRCO throughout the day today with more opportunities for you to enter into the Civic Media Ascani Summer Text to Win contest. And that'll be still to come, more opportunities today. Again, just if you're just tuning in high school semifinal softball, it was Belmont getting the win today over Ithaca, 10-0 in five innings. But again, congratulations going out, though, to the Ithaca Bulldog women's softball team. An incredible season. And even with the loss today, don't hold it against you. You had a great season. And so many great memories and a lot of entertainment provided for all of us here in Southwest Wisconsin.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure, but you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavor, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary. Start your engines and cruise into Father's Day weekend at the Wizards of Rod's Fun Run number 44, June 13th, 14th, and 15th at Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds in Warren's, Wisconsin. Friday, line up at 5 for a cruise to the Fish Fry at County Line Bar and Grill. All are welcome to join. Get ready for Saturday's Dress Vintage Fun Day with free NSRA inspections, games, a 50-50 raffle, and DJ Bel Air Beats spinning hot rod hits all weekend long. Don't miss the Pinup Beauty Pageant at 1 p.m., the Little Miss Wizard Contest, and a men's beard contest at 3:30. Join the poker run through the countryside. Prizes awarded and a potluck dinner waiting when you get back. And don't miss the flame-throwing vehicles lighting up the night. Weather permitting, Sunday at Show and Shine Day. Car registration at 9 to 11:30. Awards begin at 2:30 with cool competitions, a pedal car show, and fun for the whole family, all at no charge. That's June 13th through the 15th, this weekend in Warren's, Wisconsin. Wizards of Rod's Fun Run number 44, cruising and camping through the decades. Be there. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
100.9 WRCO.
Feeling its own way right from the start.
And feelings can change, sometimes enough to break up a heart all apart.
Anytime our love gets a little bit out of step with romance, we just put on that same old song and dance, holding on to each other. The music reminds us
we love one another.
Dance, my shoulder. We just put on that same old song and dance. Friends that we know don't seem to know how to keep love around.
They only let go. They just want to give up when love lets them down. But we found
anytime our love gets a little bit out of step with romance, we just put on that same old song and dance, holding on to each other.
We love one another.
Dance, that's what brought us together.
My heart in your hands,
your head on my shoulder. We just put on that same old song and dance. Yeah, we just put on that same old song.
Richland Center. ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane bound for London with more than 240 people on board crashed and exploded after takeoff this morning in India's northwest city of Ahmedabad.